Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 22. We'll read this passage responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用启应的方式，先用英文，再用广东话读出今日的经文。 创世记28章10到22节。
Genesis 28:10. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran.
And stayed there that night because the sun had set.
And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your Abraham, and father, God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring.
Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
I'm with you and will keep you wherever you are and will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
And he was afraid and said, how awesome is the praise! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it.
He called the name of the Lord.
Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, let's read verse 22 together. And this stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you.
创世记28章10节。雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。去一个地方，因为太阳落了，在那里住，便拾起你哋方的块石头。
饮在脚下，在那里躺卧睡了。梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶的头顶着天，神的使者在梯子上上去下来，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你。 和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。同在，无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，永不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。 雅各睡醒了，说：耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。对他说：这地方何等可畏！也不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立作柱子，摇冠在上面。 但那地方起先叫老师，雅各许愿说：神若与我同在，待我所行路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，我平平安安的回到父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。我一齐读22节，我所立为柱子的石头，也必作神的殿。
凡所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福读和听的人。
Pastor Thomas Mack will now bring us today's message titled, God's Promise to a New Journey.
牧师今天传讲的信息的题目是神对新旅程的应许。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
在我来的路上，我拆开昨天要收到的一封信。
While I was traveling, I opened a letter I received.
是我太太一路看一路读。
And my wife was reading it to me.
是一个年轻的姐妹，她在一个军训的里面，她讲到。
A young sister within military training was telling us.
她说她要走很多里的路，如果没听到是七里的路。
She has to walk many, many, many miles.
她在走的时候，有人不断地用granite或石头扔向她那里。
And as they're walking or marching, someone would be throwing rocks at them.
还有很多其他东西我都没听完。
And there are many other things that I didn't have a chance to hear.
Wow, I think this training is really tough,
I believe this kind of training is really hard and tough.
Because he has to train a person to go to war.
Because they must train a person to be ready to go to war for the U.S.
And these all the training are very difficult.
And of course, war is full of disaster and killings.
如果你唔咁样做个训练咧，你好难去走过呢个咁嘅路程。
If you did not receive this kind of training, it certainly would be hard for you to continue on this path.
所以我两个，我讲谂起我今日我讲嗰度。
So as I was thinking about my sermon today,
如果我哋唔系要走过。
If God didn't put us through such tough training in our journey, it would be very difficult for us to meet each road as we travel in our life. Roads full of trials and difficulties.
在经文里面，我睇下神点样讲，神俾我哋新嘅旅程嘅应许。
And we see in this passage how God promised to give us a new journey.
我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你嘅主动嘅嚟寻找我哋。
That it is your will that you come to seek us.
拯救我哋。
To rescue us.
好叫我哋能够嚟到你面前去侍奉你。
So that we may come before you and serve you.
求你俾与我哋今日同在。
We ask that your presence be with us today.
每一个我哋讲到嘅听嘅都能够领受你咗你嘅话语。
Whether through giving of the sermon or hearing of the sermon, that you would bless us.
咁祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我哋成日用一个旅程嚟形容我哋嘅人生。
We often use the metaphor journey for our life's path.
因为我哋嘅人生唔系话固定嘅，唔喐嘅，企喺度嘅。
Because our life isn't just standing still, it moves.
而系我哋不断嘅去喐动，不断嘅前进。
And we continue to press forward.
同我哋周围嘅环境有 interaction 有互动
，and we have interaction with all the situations around us.
因为我哋即系就去影响人哋，或者人哋嚟影响我哋。
Either we affect others or they affect us.
所以我即系话咧，我哋每一个决定都行个路都有佢嘅后果。
So every decision has its consequences.
每一步都会带嚟我哋嘅人生甚至我哋嘅品格咧有个改变。
Every step can change our character as well as our behavior.
呢个改变系能够引导我哋能够适应我哋下一步要面对嘅嗰个困难。
So that we are ready to meet whatever comes on the next step in our trials.
所以每一个困难嘅情况都是神给我们那个学习和成长的机会。
So every difficulty is something God placed before us to allow us to mature and grow.
话就虽然是这么说。
Yes, that's what we say.
但人的我们人软弱的有限的本性成日使到我们都觉得很绝望。
But our weakness and limited character always seems to be so, endless.
好容易嘅有喺彷徨同埋好多挂虑。
And often we, have despair and we worry.
譬如年轻壮偶嘅母亲佢点样去单独抚养佢嘅仔女成人呢
?And in the case of a single mother, how is she to raise, her only son or child?
当我哋面对我哋嘅父母失忆或者开始身体走下坡嘅时候。
Or we've,face our parents who's having a dementia or physical problems.
甚至自己或者我哋配偶面家人面同疾病去搏斗嘅时候。
Or, our family members who's facing, cancer or disease.
我哋好似感觉个就系好似以色列人佢出咗埃及啦。
Our feeling is most like the Israelites who just left, Egypt.
但佢嚟到红海嘅时候后面又有追兵。
And when they come to the Red Sea, they look behind and see the soldiers coming.
前无去路后有追兵的时候。
And in front of us is water and behind them, soldiers.
我就或者他们经过了40年在旷野漂流。
Or as they, wander for 40 years in the wilderness.
他准备去过约旦河了。去进入神所应许俾佢哋嘅祖先嘅迦南地。
And as they prepare to cross the river Jordan to enter into the land of Canaan, the promised land.
佢哋不禁问：咁我之后我哋会将会遇到啲咩困难呢
？And they say, what difficulties, will we expect?
我哋可以走得过嚟吗
？Are we able to, run in?
佢哋嘅领袖摩西。就用神曾经应许过他们祖宗的说话去鼓励他。
And their leader Moses encourages them with words, spoken.
用他们神应许过他们祖宗亚伯拉罕以撒雅各那些说话去坚固他们的信心。
And, Moses uses the word that God used to encourage Isaac.
所以我们再看在包括创世记在内的摩西五经。
So that in the, Pentateuch.
也就包括我们整本的圣经。
Which is the first five books of the entire Bible.
不单只写给当时的以色列人看。
Not only was it written for, the Israelites back then.
也就写给我们历代的信徒。
But it is also for present day believers.
也就写给今日的我们。
And also includes us.
叫我们怎样靠着神的应许有信心的开始一个新的旅程。
How we are to, trust God's promise in a new journey for us.
虽然好像一个似乎我们一无所有。
It's like we,
很充满着困难的旅程。
It's like we are full of, danger and, possibilities in our journey.
但是神就是藉着这样来去改变我们。
But that is how God, uses the journey to change us.
我们今天的经文继续讲到雅各的事迹。
Today, the passage tells us about the journey of Jacob.
我第一次讲雅各他出了别士巴即是他跟他父母一起住的地方。
And it tells us that Jacob is to leave, Beersheba, a place where he lives with his parents.
他开始呢行这条路走向哈兰。
And he begins his journey and, goes towards, Haran.
是一条600英里以外很远的地方条路。
More than 600 miles he is to travel.
佢一个本来好安静啊，住喺帐篷嘅人。
Yes, he is to leave a peaceful tent life behind.
住惯咗舒服惯嘅宅男。
He is very used to creature comforts.
点解佢而家要离开呢个家园呢？
And why is that he must leave his home?
来到呢个一无所有，天黑又就嚟啦。
And he is to go to this barren place where darkness is coming soon.
来到呢一个满地都系石头嘅地方。
And he comes to a place where the ground is full of rocks.
正经话都系因为佢嗰个乜嘢都要搲，乜嘢要揸紧嗰个本性。
And it is, the scripture tells us, it is because it's his character to claw and grappling.
他用诡计，上次讲用诡计呃咗佢个父亲同埋佢哥哥。
He uses trickery and scheming against his father and his brother.
他夺取，但本来都话要俾佢嘅嗰个长子名分同埋个祝福。
But God had already said he would bless him and give him his birthrights.
结果哥哥就要话要嚟去杀咗佢。
But the end result is his brother wants to kill him.
于是他父母就用话回去他的老家哈兰去讨老婆，来送了雅各去走。
So his parents told him he is to go back to where they come from to get married in the land of Haran.
他要被迫去放逐，Esau离开了这个应许的之地。
And so he is forced to exile this land.
Away from the promised land.
Away from the promised land.
这个时候他讲话个日头落了。And
it says that this time the sun is setting.
在希伯来的文字上讲话，当黑暗来的时候，亦都象征着这个苦难的开始。In
Hebrews it tells us that as the sun is setting, it is the time for suffering and evil to appear.
但是这个 正是神用来去管教雅各，去改变雅各嘅开始。But
this is only the beginning where God uses these things to change and to change Jacob.
好叫呢个太阳能够喺二十年之后，喺第32章能够再一次嘅升起。And
just like in chapter 32, where the sun again will rise for Jacob.
好叫我谂起诗篇第42篇第11节嘅咁样讲。And
it reminds us of Psalm 42 verse 11.
佢咁样讲，佢话我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁呢？当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他断我念像的光荣，是我的神。
Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
救恩是从神开始。
Salvation begins with the Lord.
是神主动的先来去找我们。
But it is God's grace that he comes to find us.
就因为神嗰个显现，就使到雅各个旅程唔再一样。And
it is because the presence of God there changed Jacob's journey.
古时嘅人咧，就通常到去到嗰个神庙咧，去献祭嘅时候咧。And
normally when people come to temple and offer sacrifice,
神咧会藉着呢个梦境咧，就向人去显示佢嘅旨意。And
God would reveal to them His will through a dream.
咁喺呢度，雅各原来唔知道啦，佢所瞓呢个地方就系神嘅殿啦。And
of course, Jacob didn't realize that where he was sleeping is God's house.
呢圣经讲，佢要讲话，雅各佢梦开始就有一个发梦。And
it tells us here Jacob has a dream.
梦见第一嘅，佢话雅各梦见有一个梯子，拉达立喺呢个地上。
Jacob dream of this ladder, which is set on this earth.
咁呢个梯子咧，我就想起呢个消防员佢要搭起个楼梯上去好高嘅 apartment 嘅地方。
It would be like a ladder where the fireman sets to reach the upper floors of an apartment. Or a staircase that would lead us to a higher place. Or like in China, there is this tall pagoda where there's lots of floors to reach the top. And as you reach the very top, you're able to reach heaven. But this ladder that stands on this earth and reaches to heaven is God's ladder that he extends down. It is not something that man has built. So Genesis chapter 11 verse 4. There are a bunch of people who are against God. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its tops in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. Just as there are many of us today, they feel they're able to build a road that can reach heaven. It is not for the purpose of seeing God. It is so that they can show how important they are, how worthy they are. And so that they would feel secure. And the end result is this gate of heaven. This Tower of Babel is called the Gate of God or Gate of Heaven. And of course, it was not completed. Because God came and judged them. And he confound them and make them dispersed. But we see this contrast, the meeting of Jacob and God. Jacob did not come to seek God.
And
in his life, he did not achieve anything special that God should reward him. In fact, just the opposite. He is a liar and a cheater. And the people of Babel at that time, what they did not receive is now granted to Jacob. And Jacob, at the lowest point in his life with no security, God himself came to seek Jacob. This is completely God's grace and not the works of man. So we are not to seek security in the wrong places. Second thing in his dream was that he saw angels ascending and descending on this ladder. And of course, there are many meanings to this, but I will not talk about all those.
但是呢，你圣经讲啊，希伯来书第一章第十四节啦，佢圣经讲话神嘅智者系边个咧？
But in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, it tells us who are the angels, what are they doing?
神的智者是奉神差遣，为了那些要将要承受救恩的人去效力。
So all these angels are to minister the spirits that sent to serve those who inherit salvation.
神在巴别塔之后，这个拯救人类的工作从来都没有停止过。
And God's work, including from the days of Tower of Babel, did not rest until man was rescued.
你跟住睇到神，佢跟住咧，神咧就拣选咗亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各嘅呢一个家族。
And we see how God chooses the family of Abraham, Isaac,
去成就佢嘅救恩，
to receive his salvation and promises.
咁你呢度讲话个天子咧，好忙碌啊，上上落落嘅喺个梯嗰度。
And we see how busy here the angels are ascending and descending on this ladder.
他们很忙碌去执行这个救恩的工作。
They are so busy with God's work of salvation.
特别现在在雅各身上。
Especially on Jacob himself.
这个楼梯有天使上上落落这个楼梯。
This ladder where the angels are ascending and descending.
也用来预表了。 在以后从雅各出来的后裔耶稣基督。
It is also telling us about the descendant of Jacob, Jesus Christ.
这位神的儿子耶稣基督就是那个唯一连接天堂和人类的唯一的宗保。
God's son who will be the mediator of heaven and earth.
第三个，雅各他梦见什么呢？
What is the third thing Jacob's dream tell him?
你看的时候，你看见耶和华 the Lord 自己就企喺个楼梯上边。He
sees the Lord God himself standing on top of the ladder.
啊，佢就正在同佢讲一啲好重要嘅信息。And
he had important words to tell Jacob.
啊，跟住佢讲咧就话，佢话我自耶和华。 在讲咩？第十三节B嘅就话：我自耶和华你祖亚伯拉罕及以撒的神。
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac."
啊，神呢一个字啊，唔系话泛指，好似喺度讲一啲 divine being，一啲神明。
It is not just a general term.
啊。 佢唔係講到咧，即係好似人所見到嘅石頭又係神，太陽又係神，人又係變咗神嗰啲嘢。He's
not talking about deifying rocks, inanimate objects where they are gods.
啊，呢個神係有個名嘅。This
God has a name.
啊，佢叫做耶和華。His
name is
耶和華就話佢係創造天地萬物嘅主。
The Lord is the creator of heaven and earth.
是主动的去亲近人，同人立约，同埋守约嘅神。
It is His grace to meet with us, to give us promises, and to save us.
而神亦都第一次嘅去确认吓雅各就系嗰个亚伯拉罕个约嘅承继者（inheritor）。
And it is the first time that God tells Jacob that he is the receiver of all the blessings.
啊，同埋雅各就系嗰个将以撒嘅祝福嘅能去 carry on 承继落去承载落去嘅嗰个人。
Isaac is, I mean, Jacob is the receiver of blessings from Isaac, and he will be that descendant.
啊，就系话嗰个祝福就系话咩咧？就雅各以后咧将会有好多嘅后裔。
And what is the blessings? And that Jacob will have many, many descendants.
啊，同埋佢将会得到呢一个地方。 为佢嘅基业inheritance，
and as an inheritance he will receive this land，
并且使到万国能够得到福，
and also all the nations will be blessed。
但呢个对当时一无所有，连老婆都未有嘅雅各，好似一个好遥远嘅应许。
And to Jacob who doesn't even have a wife yet, it seems these promises are so distant。
但系呢个咁样样嘅身份同埋应许嘅确认呢
？But this identity and this these promises，
啊，正如好似俾我哋基督徒嘅而家基督徒一样
，It's the same for us Christians today。
神嘅应许能够俾我哋带嚟我哋嘅正确嘅方向啊，同埋带俾我哋面对现在嗰个嘅盼望。
So that the promises gives us the right direction and the right hope。
为了要坚固雅各的信心。
And we are to be like Jacob's faith.
第十五节他说神更加应许过了。第一他说我必与你同在，正如同以撒一样。
Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
好像他从以撒他父亲同在的一样。
Just as he was with Isaac, his father.
去供应佢，同埋保护佢。
To provide for him and to give him security。
第二佢仲话咩咧？话无论啊，你去到边一度都好啊，我都必会保佑你。
And it says here also that no matter where you go, I will protect you。
我要保存 preserve 你嘅性命。
I will preserve your name。
第三讲完之后，仲话佢就话我将会带你翻嚟呢个地方，我总不离弃你，直到我成全我总向你做个应许。
He says, no matter what, I will return you and never forsake you until I fulfill all my promises。
而家雅各就系要放逐离开离开咗佢嘅原有嘅地方。
And so Jacob must leave or be exiled from his comfortable place.
佢唔单止将要行一段好长好艰难嘅路。
Not only must he travel on this difficult and long journey.
甚至好多未来好多唔知道嘅事情。
But there are many difficulties and trials to come.
喺将来嘅里面，甚至会有生命嘅危险，仲会俾人陷害。
Possibly his life would be in danger in the future.
但系呢段经文佢咁样讲啊，无论你去到边一度，遇到你几大嘅困难
，But the scripture tells us, no matter what difficulties you encounter,
你听住神嘅应许啊，佢话我总唔会离弃你啊。
But according to God's promises, He will not be forsaken.
佢应许佢话时常嘅，同埋好亲密嘅，佢与佢同在。
This promise is intimate and personal.
同埋带翻佢翻嚟呢个地方
，and he would be returned back to his land。
因为神仲要继续藉着雅各去向其他人、去人类去启示佢自己。
Because God must also send forth Jacob to others。
但系神呢个咁大嘅应许，正正去帮助到雅各去调整佢嘅信心。
And through these great promises on this journey, he changes Jacob's heart.
去调整佢嘅生命嗰个嘅目标。
His life's goal is changed by God.
呢个令我想起啲乜嘢咧
？And what does this remind me of？
我想起都喺啲婚礼嘅时候，两对新人嘅彼此嘅起誓。
It reminds me of a wedding。Where the husband and the wife must make vows to each other.
我通常去讲呢几句说话。
And normally they repeat these words.
佢话无论健康或者疾病
，whether in sickness or in health，
贫穷或者富足
，in riches or poor，
我哋永不分离
，that we will never separate。
当我哋听到我哋嘅配偶好大声嘅望住我哋，好诚恳嘅讲呢几句说话嘅时候
，and when we hear these words coming out of the mouth of our partner, we are touched。
喺神同埋喺众人面前咧，佢彼此立约嘅时候
，that in front of people and in front of God, they make this vow。
我哋总会系眼湿湿嘅，系咪
？Yes, my eyes will begin to tear。
因为睇到，虽然我知道前面有好多个艰难或者好多个恐惧嘅嘢
Yes, even though we know there are many difficulties and trials in the journey ahead of us.
但是这个誓言是告诉我,我是多么被珍贵,cherished,还有这么有个保证。
But this vow tells us how much we are cherished and cared for.
使这对新人能够有信心的开始他们新的婚姻的生活。
So this new couple will have a new beginning in their journey together.
在这里更加,更何况这个这么伟大和慈爱的神,这样的去委身给他所拣选的人。
And we see how great a God is to offer this kind of salvation to Jacob.
他说,无论你去到哪里,
he said, no matter where you go,
你遇到什么事情,
no matter what difficulties you encounter,
我都要与你同在,
I will be with you.
保佑你,带领你,
to protect you, to lead you.
这个神这么伟大的应许,岂不更加坚固,激励我们的信心的成长吗?
Such a great God and his promises should stir our hearts to greater faith.
更加让我们有勇气面对我们前面困难的道路,
and we would have more courage to face the road ahead.
让我们有勇气去抵抗试探,
and courage against trials and temptation.
去过圣洁的生活和服侍周围的人,
so that we can lead a holy life and serve others.
当雅各醒来的时候,
once Jacob awoke from his dream,
对他在这个地方,哇,这个地方真是很可畏,很awesome.
He says, wow, this place where I am is an awesome place.
但这个耶和华真是在这里,我竟然不知道。
Yes, the Lord God is here, and I didn't know it.
但这个是神的殿,是天的门来的。
This must be the gate of heaven.
每一个真正认识神的人,
those who truly believe or know
从神去相遇的人,他的生命不会再一样。
When they have a relationship with God, their lives will be different.
他不会再是每一个礼拜来坐在这里听道的基督徒。
They will willingly come and listen every Sunday to God's words.
他的生命一定会有所改变。
Their lives will be changed.
甚至连这个好像雅各这么奸诈,这么自负, self-reliant的人呢, 都会谦卑的在神的面前。
Even for such a person as Jacob, who schemes and lies will change.
他谦卑在神面前,他心里充满着敬畏和惧怕。
He will humble himself before God with the fear of God.
当人略为见到神的荣耀的时候,
when man sees God's glory,
他看,他自己知道原来他自己人是多么渺小。
Then the humans are able to see how small they are.
人是多么有罪,多么有限。
How limited and sinful they are.
雅各他惧怕,因为他知道他得罪了他父亲和哥哥。
Jacob is fearful because he knows he lied to his father and his brother.
意识到他现在要逃跑。
That's why he's running on this journey.
但他更加的去得罪了神。
And he also offended God.
现在他知道他没地方可以走了。
He knows there's no place to run to.
所以他要谦卑在神面前去承认他的罪过。
So he humbles himself and accepts his punishment.
虽然他知道这是一个梦境,但他知道神,这个神真是显然向他的说话。
He knows even because he's dreaming that this is the real presence of God.
他了解到他自己真是不配得到神的怜悯。
And it is revealed to him that he does not deserve God's mercy.
他很惊奇,神仍然这样对他有恩典,有怜悯。
He is surprised to receive such grace and mercy from God.
所以他第一个听早起来,醒了之后第一件事是做什么呢?
So the first thing he did when he woke up
佢就去敬拜神。
Was to worship God.
啊，将佢枕头吓枕住头嗰、那个嗰嗰、那个石头咧，啊，动起嚟，住起嚟，做一条变一条柱。
He took the rock that he used as a pillow and set it up as a pillar to worship God.
啊，提醒佢啊，神就喺呢度曾经向佢显现过。
To remind him that here is where God showed his presence to.
呢度主系纪念同埋见证啦，神咗俾佢睇到嘅，头先睇到嗰个异象。
This pillar is to remind him of what happened here in this place.
啊，呢个住起嚟呢个石头就代表神咗自立起嚟嗰个楼梯。
This pillar is to remind him of the ladder that God extended from heaven.
但系嗰条通往天上嘅路。
It is a road that leads from heaven to earth and earth to heaven.
喺石头上边去倒油咧，代表咗所有嘅祝福都系从天上嘅降落嚟。
And he poured oil on this rock to represent how God descended.
啊，雅各将呢个异象咗见到嘅咗启示到嘅嘢。
And to allow Jacob to see what's revealed in Revelation.
他很严肃的 consecrate 献在神的面前。
And he humbled himself before God.
啊，定了一个本来这个地方是无名重要的一个地方，改了名叫做伯特利。
And this place where it didn't have a name, it was nothing, and now has a name, Bethel.
啊，伯特利又说这个真是神的殿。神的家来的。
Bethel is the true house of God, the gate of heaven.
第三层，雅各对神的显现和个应许，跟着第二十和第二十节那里讲。
Then what's revealed to Jacob, as in verses 20?
神，雅各去向神去许愿。
And,
没错吧？
And Jacob makes a vow to God.
他说，你如果你若与我同在，保佑我，供应给我。
He says, yes, if you keep me safe and you provide for me.
啊，将我带平平安安带回来的时候。
And that you would return me to this place.
啊，我虽然看到好像他从神在这里讲条件。
Even though it seems like he's making a deal with God.
但其实这个也是他的信心的尊告。
But this is really a lesson for faith for Jacob.
因为他知道神是会这样去做的。
Because he knows that God will carry out his promises.
在经历过神的同在之后，他那给他那个许愿就显示他生命开始有的改变。
And because he experienced the presence of God, his life is now changed forever.
他愿意他在以后的生日子里面将自己的生命去交给神。
He is willing from that day forward to offer his life to serve God.
啊，让神啊照住他所应许的啊带领他日后的生活。
And God would watch him in his everyday life as he journeyed.
啊，并且他很有确据的知道了神会带他回去爸爸那里。
And he knows for sure that God will bring him back to the land where his father is.
并且我们每一个现在我们说去认识神的人，
Scripture tells us, for those who knows God,
我们有没有将自己的生命这样去献给神呢？
Did we offer our life to God like that?
第二，他也许愿说这个石头将来变成一个敬拜神的殿。
And that this rock, which is a pillar now,will become a temple to worship God.
真系嘅，当二十年之后，雅各佢真系翻嚟呢个地方去敬拜神。
Yes, 20 years later, Jacob did come back to worship God at that very place.
啊，以后以色列人亦都翻迦南地嘅时候，亦都嚟呢个曾经嚟翻呢个伯特利里面咁样去敬拜神。
And also the Israelites, when they return to Bethel, they too worship God there.
其实讲话呢啲喺边一个地方，喺伯特利又好，耶路撒冷去敬拜神又好。
And no matter where God is worshipped, Bethel, Jerusalem,
圣经讲话呢啲嘢都系唔完全嘅。
Scripture tells us that these things are temporary, not
complete.
They are a pointer to something even greater in the future. Because a place where you are to worship God becomes a place where idols are worshipped.
但真正的敬拜要在耶稣基督里面才能够完全的实现。
But true worshipers, true worship is fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
耶稣才是真正可以带我们去到天堂的那条楼梯。
Jesus is the true one that can bring us to the ladder to heaven.
他在世那个完全圣洁的生命。
He lived a perfect, holy life.
他好像一个无瑕疵的羔羊咁。
He is like a blameless lamb.
在十字架上，佢代替我哋死。
On the cross, he died for us.
以致到我哋咁不配嘅人，我哋可以有条路，系可以揾，可以有条路可以去到施恩嘅宝座前。
So that we undeserved sinners would have a path to the great throne of grace.
喺佢哋有耶稣基督嘅站喺父神嘅右边为我哋代求。
And there, Jesus at the right hand of God would intercede for us.
以致到我哋能够用心灵同埋诚实嘅去敬拜神。
And there, we can worship in spirit and in truth.
第三，佢应许将十分之一去献俾神。
And the third promise is also that he shall give a full tenth to God.
你照住雅各佢本来嘅本性啊。
Jacob's true character.
佢系一个系要揸住吓，乜都要get嘅，乜都要get嘅，系乜都要攞嘅人。
He grapples everything. He wants to grab it and hold on to.
一世人只系靠住自己啊，唔会话谂到神，亦都唔会话谂到其他人噶。
His entire life, he just was very self-centered, thought about himself and not others.
但佢而家佢好深经历到神所俾佢嘅恩典。
But because he is touched by God's blessing,
因此神咁丰盛嘅恩典改变咗佢嘅生命啊个方向，佢整个嘅人。
Because God offered his riches to him has changed his life.
变成为一个喺完全将自己完全奉献俾神嘅人。
And he's fully ready to serve God with his entire person.
并且能够做一个付出的giver嘅人。
He is now a 100% giver.
我哋本嚟系咪又系咁嘅样？
We too are just like that.
我哋本嚟都唔系一个咁慷慨付出嘅人。
Yes, we too are not really a generous giver ourselves.
我哋呢个就反映到我哋内心系点样睇神啦。
This reflects how we see God.
我哋嘅手就好揸得好紧。
Our hands clenched tight.
我哋想话一定我要先搞掂我哋自己嘅需要。
Yes, we are to take care our own needs first.
我哋唔要相信原来神咗俾我哋嘅恩典系几咁嘅丰富。
We don't believe that what God gives us is so plentiful.
直到我哋有一日同神相遇嘅时候。
Until one day when we do meet God.
神俾我哋嘅唔单止系外边嘅物质嘅丰富嘅供应俾我哋。
God does not only give us the riches for our physical self.
原来我哋拥有嘅系咩？系神自己啊。
And what is our greatest receiving and treasure? It is God Himself.
当我哋咁样去睇神，睇到我咁样嘅时候，我哋先开始学习去遵靠神嘅爱，同埋学习去放手。
And when we can see God in that light, we too would begin to let go and not hold on to things.
神既然都唔爱惜佢儿子耶稣基督，都为我哋舍了嘅时候。
And God did not spare his one and only son and offer his son to us.
岂不是将万有嘅嘢都会赐俾我哋吗？
And will he not give us more?
喺咁样样嘅时候，我先能够放开手唔足。
And that I am willing to let go.
呢啲许愿 就改变咗雅各田边嗰条行嘅路嗰个意义。
And these promises and blessings has changed the life of Jacob as he journeyed.
这个旅程本来就为咗要逃避佢被追杀啊。
This the reason for the journey was because he was being chased after to kill.
佢为咗系要为父母揾一个适合嘅妻子。
And also to obey his parents concerning his marriage.
结果就因为神嘅同在带嚟咗改变。
End result, God's presence has changed him.
同样嘅目的。
Same journey.
雅各现在带着神的应许和神的同在的那个保证。
And now, he is a witness of God's blessing and promises.
雅各还害怕他的哥哥现在变成他懂得去敬畏神。
Jacob and his brother now are willing to worship God.
一个遍地是石头的地方现在会将会变成神的圣所 sanctuary.
And a place where a rock became a pillar is now a sanctuary.
软弱的人会变得刚强。
The weak can now become strong.
雅各所求的可能我们好像我们人现在平时所求的所挂虑的东西比如吃什么穿什么。
What Jacob wanted is just like us, what food to eat and what to wear.
神赐给他的过于他所求。
But God has given himMuch more than that.
甚至他会成为万人的祝福。
And he would be a blessing to many.
我们怎么样在我们前面要走个路呢?
And how are we to continue on our journey?
神藉着困难使到他的圣徒能够成圣。
And God uses these trials and difficulties to build up Jacob.
定者藉着困难去培养出这个圣灵的果子。
And therefore, we can see the fruit of the Spirit.
譬如有信心、有忍、坚忍、perseverance.
There is security and significance.
品格的成长同埋俾我哋有盼望。
To grow in hope and faith.
每一个经历就使到我哋更加认识神。
Every experience allow us to know God better and also to know ourselves.
有一位牧者曾经讲过。
A person once said,
如果神引导你的是你所知道的路。
When God puts you on a path that you know,
你所得到的益处不是很多的。
You will receive not very much.
但是如果神要引导你行一条你不知道的路的时候呢
But if God place you on a path that you do not know,
你得到的益处就格外丰富
then you will receive abundant blessing.
这个会使会迫使你会更加的同神 去亲近
This will push you towards God to even have a more intimate relationship.
并且使你和他有天地八次的交谈。
And you will have lots of interactions.
我们将会唱这首歌你是我藏身处。
Let us come and sing, You are my hiding place.
讲到神是与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
是我们在困难的里面我们害怕的里面可以眯埋的地方。
That whether in our trials or difficulties, we can hide in Him.
并且我们在教会的里面在神的家里面去彼此的去鼓励。
That in church, in our family, we can encourage each other.
我们一起起立我们唱这首诗歌。
Let us all rise and sing.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always
hail up from the mountain to wide your walls. Come over, I am afraid on your trust in me.
Let us pray. Father, we need to depend on you. Especially in the difficulties and trials of our life. In our deep pain. And when we can find no place to hide. And when we can find no place where there's security. You are our only hiding place. You are our helper. Thank you that you seek us first. That you love us so. Father, we ask that you continue to lead each and every one of us. Especially this church. And as we journey forth on this road, may you bless us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.